What's up? This is Danny with SBS. We live with Money Fiend.
Just came out of jail. You could just came out of Yale.
Start is this. Just be a person that wants more. Be a person that wants more. I don't want to label that as, you know, you could, that could be broke, no money. That could be you make six figures and you build six figures. Like, just if you are a situation where you want more, that's the first step. You know, taking a look at ACN, I mean, if I was to explain ACN in a simple term where someone want to see it, it's just understanding that there's things that people spend money on nonstop that they never will not spend money on. You know, so looking at the ACN business in a sense, if one has to spend money on gas and electricity, if one has to have a cell phone tied to it, if one has to surf the web every single day, if, you know, one needs to put a smart security on their home, right? If one needs to protect their identity, you have a platform where one could come to a person, a consumer in general, could come and do a one-stop shop for any of those essentials.
So for my situation growing up in Baltimore, everybody even who was a rapper, actor, you know, sold drugs and so everybody was praised or looked upon in a good manner if they did one of those things. They were in one of those lanes, one of those routes. And so what really prompted me to go ask you, that's because a lot of people weren't really talking about being successful as a businessman or, you know, being successful in business or just entrepreneurship in general. Like, it wasn't really talked about. It was just like, like I said, you can go to the NBA, you want to go to the NFL, you can stay on the corner, or you just somebody that get fresh and just like all the girls, like, you know, deal with all the girls. So SBS for me was just a vision of being like being successful, but not putting a jersey, you know, in any way from the fashion. It was successful, just in a different manner, business, you know, entrepreneurship. So that was really the vision or the idea behind it. And, you know, got involved with ACN because I was a college dropout. You know, so being a college dropout, not really having direction on which way to go, and being offered the opportunity and just wanting to take it to, you know, whatever heights that was available. It's just, you know, and I knew that people needed something bigger to follow, but more importantly, I knew that, you know, I wanted to be bigger than, you know, just the idea. I wanted to be like a movement, you know, something. So they say a movement is something that never really died. You know, so just looking at struggle before success, like, that's really my life, and I felt like a lot of other, you know, people in general, but I'm focusing on black and brown per se, they go through that on a regular basis. So I just thought a lot of people could connect with it. And I thought a lot of people dealt with it in some way, form, or fashion in their life. And so just using not just ACN, but a vehicle for where business and networking and, you know, relationships and things like that matter, you know, that's what really struggle before success is really all about, you know. And this is a movement, you know, whether we partner with Money Fiend and, you know, Money Fiend blows up or no matter what, you know, I just wanted to be a collaborative effort of people that, you know, essentially are black and brown because that's my where I come from, but not limited to that. Like, I wanted to be worldwide, but of course, you know, what's important to me, you know, is that. So that's really just how it started. But I mean, the movement is something that we want to, you know, change the world, you know, in terms of, and not just say that, you know, because that's a word, it's cliche, but, you know, whether it be offering people job opportunities, whether it be offering people business opportunities, whether it be you know, putting people on their feet, helping people, you know, get places. It just whatever, do like this. I just want struggle before success to be helped. You know what I mean? If you need money to pay your rent, I want you to be able to call struggle before success, talk to my secretary, and they can give you money for your rent. You know what I mean? If you got a business idea and you need 10 bands, you know, I want you to be able to call SBS and talk to our finance department, and maybe we can, you know, see about helping you get, like, whatever we can do to help. That's really what I want the movement to be in the long run. But right now, it is, you know, it's an emphasis, and we ain't really in that style yet.
Yeah, another big thing is like, just us being, a lot of us, our target audience right now obviously is like millennials, but of course we want it to be everybody. But right now the target kind of is millennials because, I mean, we're kind of in this like weird time space where, you know, of course the older generation, of course they have proven success, obviously, but right now with the information age and the technology and just the way everything is moving, we have been able to like crack some of the codes, you know, faster. And in some ways they're able to, okay, say, well, the younger generation has some stuff that, you know, we could actually use. So it's kind of like we're trying to empower millennials to understand the fact that they can monetize themselves. They can monetize their skills outside of the 9-to-5. Like, it's cool to go to college, get your degree or whatever. I mean, you really don't have to, honestly, but even if you do, you don't have to, okay, there, I got my degree now, let me just go to this 9-to-5. Like, you don't have to just do that. You can. Like, we're not downing 9-to-5s either because, I mean, if you're in a situation where you got to get the bills paid or, you know, you got to eat, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to do what you got to do, but at the end of the day, you have to be making sure you're doing something for like generations to come, you know, for your wealth, you know, so not just thinking about today and tomorrow.
I mean, a couple of things. Network. You know, number one, they always say that your network determines your network. So, I'm gonna use me for example. Growing up in Baltimore, I didn't hang around anybody that made over, you know, nowhere anywhere near $1 million. I didn't know anybody made $500,000. I didn't know anybody made $200,000. So when you talk about, you know, being in an environment where people aren't successful, and then you're listening to their advice, you value every word that they say, you hold on to everything they tell you to do. Not realizing that you're listening to people that want the best for you, love you, but they don't know how to make money. They don't know how to be successful financially. So when you take that, you know, into account, the network changed my life because I had access to people who made $200,000 a month or more. Right? It doesn't matter. But having access means that you can get different philosophy. And different philosophy can change anybody's situation. So I think the network is very important. The second thing is that you're starting a business, but you know, most businesses, there's, you know, what we call overhead expenses, right? So you got to pay your franchise fee. I was looking at Subway the other day, right? Because it was like, okay, I'm a Subway cuz, right? Yeah. You know, you start getting money, just look at other things. Subway is only like $10,000, $15,000 to start, right? But that's not including. So you pay $15,000 down, but then what about the cost to actually build your store? That's, you know, they say the operating expenses is like another hundred and something thousand dollars, right? But then they said that Subway grosses somewhere between $400,000 a month. You know, so then, okay, great, but does one have $15,000 sitting there available checking? Do they have the time to go build a storefront and go hire individuals and set up Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and all the stuff that you have to do? A lot of people don't know how to do that. You know, so AT&T is a benefit because everything's already set up. If I say, hey, look, you can get involved with AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, it's already set up. Everything's already set up for you. All you got to do is just go out there and make money. I think a lot of people will understand that that's better of an investment because you don't have to do all the infrastructure. You don't have to, you know, hire employees, worry about Blue Cross Blue Shield, have insurance set up for if anything happens, you know, negligence that you don't even know about. It's a lot of things that go into business that a lot of people don't take into account. So the fact that it's already a business, it's already set up for you, everything is done for you, your logistics is handled, your accounting is handled, your partnership is handled, your country, like literally everything that you need to know about the business is already handled. So all you literally got to do is basically get involved and open up your mouth. That's easy. I think that was very simple to do. And then I'll say, you know, beyond that aspect of it, just what you learn from it, you know, about business. I think that anybody could do ACN and blow any business up. Because if you take the principle and apply it, whether that be launching a clothing line, launching a, you know, a brand, launching anything, if you take the same principle and apply it, you know, it kind of is universal business. So I think it just gives anybody who has no business experience at all, at least a universal understanding of, like, you know, just business.
As a college student, when I first got in ACN, I was listening to people that didn't own any businesses teach us how to do business, like, if that makes sense. And I first heard that from a mentor in ACN. He was like, no offense to college, but you guys are listening to people who never even owned a business. They've never even ran a business. They've never even, you know what I'm saying? They've never even been behind the scenes of a business, mm-hmm. but they're trying to tell you how to run a business. It doesn't work, you know what I'm saying? So that's like asking a baby how to run. So it's like when I heard that, I was like, that's crazy. And like, I already liked ACN when I first got involved because, I mean, to me, getting paid off bills, look, that just made sense to me. So I was like, that, what I got to do? So that just told me, I didn't care what I had to do. But outside of that, like, just the information I was learning, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't hearing that at Towson University. Oh, Towson University, right? It doesn't matter to me because, you know, even though I got my degree from there, it's cool. But the things that I'm learning that outside of school that I'm learning in ACN and, you know, just through entrepreneurship in general is something that can actually take my life and generations to come, like for my families and everything, to actually live a good life. I don't have to just work for somebody for the rest of my life. Like, that's what they want us to do. They want to teach us how to be good workers and, you know, how to be good employees and just how to work for people for the rest of our lives. But the people that created these schools, you know, and that's another thing I learned just through, like, you know, reading books and personal development and stuff like that. I never did stuff like that until I got involved with ACN. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very grateful for all that stuff. Okay. Well, I mean, personally speaking, I've been investing a lot more into like my music right now, into myself. Yeah, you know what I mean? The best investment is into yourself. So at the end of the day, you know, as entrepreneurs, and one form of fashion is investing in ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I invested into my business, my ACM business, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, helping a customer protect their identity with one of our services, identity seal, or whatever. It's an investment into my business, so it's investing into me.
Okay, of course, ACM, but my money has been more so going to, like, I'll say, like, I don't want to say product, but a product. Products that I know are wanted, you know what I mean? And at the same time that, you know, that you can buy for wholesale. So, it's really been like online for me. I would say like, so AirPods, you know, I was able to find a wholesale distributor for the AirPods, but able to sell them like a little bit less than retail, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So just that, you know, even Yeezys, you know what I mean, or different things like that. Like, I see that it's a lot of spread, you know, a lot of times, you know, people want Yeezys, people want shoes and things of that nature. But because of their stock, you know, it just makes a large opportunity there. So just looking at different things that, you know, honestly, I feel like people want. And, you know, if you have an online platform, a eBay, you know, a Facebook marketplace, different things like that, you can, you know, basically have your own online business, but it's just products that you have. And so that's basically what has happened to me, you know, looking for other cash. Because, you know, I realized, like, and just being honest with ACN, like, you make money and you make residuals, but sometimes you have to invest into your business. So if you're in a situation where you don't have multiple things coming in, and you need to make an investment or make a different move, and you don't have the money coming in, it's a tight situation. So having other cash businesses or business that provides cash, in a sense, it just, you know, if another investment is not going well, then, you know, it allows you to kind of deal with that. And I was reading this thing, not necessarily from the Bible, but in the Bible it kind of talks about that. Like, you know, Jesus talks about, you know, being diversified with your, you know, your different streams and things like that. So that's even something that came from the Bible. You know, I guess the most interesting thing that I say that I read this week was that there's, you know, finance principles in the Bible that, like, we can, like, that Jesus, per se, if you're into that or whatever you're into, you know, that he followed when it comes to how he spent his money, invested his money. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, if you were to follow the same principles that he laid down, in a sense, you know, you should be okay. So that was something big that I kind of read this week. I think it's big. Like, it was just wild because it was basically saying, like, it used stories, but in the stories, you also see how, like, okay, there's a story about, it was three people. Y'all know that, I don't know, the story of the talents. So he gave one person the one talent, and gave gave Smiles two, and then Smiles, he gave like three or four or something like that. The person that had four or five, he turned him into 10. The guy who had two turned him into 4. The nigga who had one talent went and buried it. Like, you know what I mean? God gave him a talent. He said, oh, man, it's one talent. Shh, man, go bury it. He hit it deep, you know, buried it. Man, Jesus came back, you know, God went, dug the talent up, came back. Jesus, yeah, I still got my one talent. They said, Jesus said, take that talent away from him and give it to the one that has 10. You know what I mean? So in the Bible, the rule was basically like, he gave him an opportunity and then he didn't use it. He blew it. He didn't use it. He literally buried it. So it's basically, and Jim Rohn talks about it, because if you have an arm and you tie your arm up and you don't use your arm, what happens eventually? You lose it. So he buried the talent, never used it.
He lost it.
You know what I mean? So just learning that. So in that investing principle, just like, I mean, basically, be fruitful, try to make something happen. If you lose, okay, cool, that's cool, but don't just get the money and bury it. I mean, it's not gonna work. So just, it's using, like,
put
the stories,
your money in the bank.
Yeah. So using the stories, you could tell, like, the thought of how he what to do with money more. Yeah. Like, could you imagine, just like, cause you're like me, you don't do jobs, but just imagine, like, you know, work, like, normal work, and then, like, oh, pandemic, oh, go home. And you go home for 4 months, and every day you work 9 to 5 in your house. And then they be like, yeah, you know, Monday, mandatory back to work. What? Well, nah.
I could do it right
here. I've been going home for 6 months. So it's just like, no, it's not going to go back, you know, because, yeah, like, you can't give people that type of leeway and that type of understanding. and expect for them to be like, oh, the same. Now I gotta come. You got a corporation, like, it's always gonna be set up with dead weight. Because you always gotta have backup. Like if you got a secretary, you can't have one secretary.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta have a part time. You feel me?
Right.
You can't have one secretary because like
And they don't want to. You gotta think across the board,
that's everything. Like any position, like everything they gotta have. That's why you be having like associate or assistant. But like, what do they do? I assist this person. They don't do nothing all day, but it's just like you gotta have an assistant in place gotta be in the field.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because if you have clients that are paying you $10,000-$20,000 contracts and you need somebody to sit there and shake
right.
their hand.
Right.
All
right,
I'll pay them $10 an hour. Yeah, they don't know how much these contracts, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's the thing, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that's what had my mind up when I was in college. I'm like, yo, when I join ACN, I'm learning all this type of stuff, but then in school, they're teaching us just, oh yeah, just, you know, be a good boy, go to work, you know what I'm saying? Go to work, be a good boy. While they're over here pocketing 10 bands in the back pocket, giving me, pulling out 100 and giving it to me, like, man, get out of here, bro. If we all knew how replaceable we were and we all knew how disposable we were, if you would really follow your genes, because it's like, okay, well, if I'm that replaceable, I might as well.
What keeps me inspired in life is one person, Justice Ariel Brown. That's it. What?
Well, what keeps me inspired, I got a big family. Me personally, I can be selfish too, you feel me? But I definitely have a big family, so I definitely care about them. I have three little brothers, a little sister, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to see them eat. I want to eat. You know, we all got one. So.
I would go back and tell myself, the younger me, just trust in your process. You know, a lot, we get into whatever it may be, business, family, relationship, things like that, and we have a certain ideal that we think it's supposed to be, that we think it's supposed to go a certain way. And a lot of times people don't really trust whatever the process is going to be. So they fall in love with whatever the results may be, money, fame, you know, whatever. But they don't really fall in love with the process. And sometimes the process kick people out and spit, basically eat them up and spit it out. So I would just say trusting in my process at a younger age. When I was growing up, I wanted to be an NBA player. That was my dream. But at the time, I wasn't the number one prospect. I wasn't heavily scouted, but not believing or trusting in the process that would have been before me allowed me to do other things in life. Not saying it didn't work out, but just saying that if I would have trusted the NBA process, whatever that process would look like, it would have been a different type of time in my life. But, you know, that would be my advice.
That's a good question. I guess my advice to my younger self would be, I think when I was younger, I was more concerned about what other people thought about what I was expressing, I guess. You know what I'm saying? More so than caring about me just expressing myself. So just getting over that right there, because, you know, when you're younger and you're with all your friends and stuff, like, you hear stuff like, oh, you know, live your dreams and, you know, do what makes you happy and all this stuff. But we're like, oh, that's corny and all that stuff. But literally, like, within these past couple years, I had to, like, learn that, like, actually just express yourself. Do what makes you happy, and you just find different results that way.
Personal goal, get my real estate license. Regional vice president. Regional vice president, my real estate license. You know, the goal was to definitely not have, like, be in a situation where there's no less than 10K in your account at any time. You know? So, then again, if anything going on, minimal, I want 10K. And my credit is 700 plus. Credit score, man. That's number one. So,
I think a few goals. One of them is definitely regional director, you know, by next month for real. But outside of that, for my music, I just plan to actually drop an album before 2020 ends. That's a big goal I have. And another goal I have is to get involved into real estate somehow. I don't know. I'm doing more of the learning right now, so I don't know. Like, you know, I'm not trying to be like everybody and say, oh, I want to do real estate, but just not really know anything about it. So, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm learning, researching all that, but I definitely want to get involved somehow before 2020 ends.
Are you behind on your credit card bills? Go pick up the phone and start dialing. Is your landlord ready to evict you? Good. Pick up the phone and start dialing. Does your girlfriend think you're a fucking worthless loser? Good. Pick up the phone and start dialing. I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich.